The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another episode of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. The Vesper Concert Series has always brought wonderful music to the area, and October 9th is no exception. The Theodicy Jazz Collective is a liturgical band, and they'll actually be performing their original composition, the Canterbury Jazz Mass, on Saturday night, October 9th. And with me on Live and Local, Christy Troy, the Executive Director of Vesper Concerts. Christy, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is a very exciting musical group to have come in. And, oh, by the way, there's some Nebraska ties as well.
Absolutely, yes. The Theodicy Jazz Collective is mostly out of the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. Their lead vocalist, Ann Phelps, is a Hastings College graduate, and we are also bringing in the Hastings College Choir to sing with us. We have some musicians, a group called Resound from Presbyterian of the Church of the Cross, and so they're all singing and playing together.
Wow, that sounds absolutely magnificent. What time does this kick off?
It's 7 p.m., and it takes place at Presbyterian Church of the Cross in the sanctuary. We are so excited to welcome back audiences and have live performances.
And there's actually a special little treat on the following Sunday as well, correct?
That is right. So Saturday night concert, Sunday morning at Presbyterian Church of the Cross's two morning worship services. Everyone, full forces, will be there. Theodicy Jazz Collective, the Hastings College Choir, Resound, to be part of our two worship services at 9 a.m. and 11:10 a.m.
Wow, it's very exciting, and what a coup to get Theodicy Jazz Collective here to Omaha. How has the season gone so far for you with the Vesper Concert Series?
Well, we kicked off our season in September with our annual outdoor concert. We had a guitar duo play for us, and that was wonderful. Prior to that, we'd only had two live performances in May and June. And, you know, of course, prior to that, things were pretty much on the back burner. So we're just pressing forward and hoping for the best, doing what we can to provide our concerts to the public.
With the pandemic, you alluded to concerts were canceled, but this is a church. There's worship that goes on. And what happened with just your general Saturday night, Sunday liturgy music services that would have gone on? How much of that did you have to cancel and move? And did you go online with any of that stuff?
Yes, we did move fully online for about 8 months or so. And just a lot of thinking outside of the box. You know, obviously choirs couldn't get together in a small room and rehearse and then sing together on a Sunday morning. So, you know, we had to do a lot of changing around, smaller ensembles, lots of distance, singing with masks, all of those protocols we had to put in place. A challenging time.
Indeed. As you're able to at least cobble together a full season, at what speed do you see the train moving right now as far as the Vesper Concert Series? Are you a little cautious, hoping each and every engagement, you know, stays together? How is that working for you and the board?
Oh, that's a great question. As of right now, we're planning for a full season of live performances, knowing that at any time, any of that could change, based on our own building protocols or things that come down, you know, from city or county. The wonderful thing is all the performers that we've worked with through all of this have been so flexible and understanding. You know, we're all just giving each other a lot of leeway.
Absolutely. What is it that you look forward to most moving ahead here?
Oh, goodness. I think just trying to get back to as normal as possible, normal lives, normal way of doing things. Although I will say that, you know, a lot of wonderful creative things have come out of the challenging times we've been through as well. But just that kind of a sense of calm and peace, that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
Absolutely. Are there certain things that you think you'll keep that were innovations that you tried and liked during this pandemic?
Mm-hmm. Well, the group Resound that formed and is singing with the Odyssey Jazz on Saturday is one of them. It's a group of paid singers who are mostly young, college age, young career people. I got them together to sing during the pandemic because, you know, as we were hearing that they are not as vulnerable to severe illness and disease. And so that group came, Resound came out of that having to do something different, especially with singing during the pandemic.
Outstanding. The Theodicy Jazz Collective, a liturgical jazz band, is performing Saturday night, October 9th, at the Presbyterian Church of the Cross at 1517 114th Street. You can find information about that by going to vesperconcerts.org. She is Christy Troy. She's the Director of Music Ministry and the Executive Director of Vesper Concerts. Christy, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Mike. I really appreciate it.